Okay, this is June 13th, and the topic this month is alchemy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Excuse me. Such is the nature of life, that all it asks and all it wants is an opportunity to appear. You are that opportunity, and so am I. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us aware of this essential truth of our being. Now, when we use that or say that little thing, such is the nature of life, that all it wants and all it asks is an opportunity to appear. Everything wants an opportunity to appear. Everything wants to be able to express itself. If you don't clean the kitchen sink, mold and life will start to appear in the kitchen sink because you gave it the opportunity to do that. So we have to look at those things and see, am I giving this an opportunity to manifest in my life? And once we figure that out, we can change it or we can let it go, and we can manifest anything that we want, because this thing called life or this thing called God is always pressing, seeking a way to express itself. So the things that come into your life are because of this pushing all the time. Make sense?
Yes.
So tonight we're going to talk about alchemy again, and we know that alchemy means what it used to mean, is taking a base metal and turning it into gold. But anytime you have change in your life or in your mind, you become an alchemist. You are doing that, and that is the one of the most marvelous gifts and things that we can learn about life and about ourselves. That we are the ones who have the power to change. We can change anything in our life by changing our mind, by taking some negative thought or some ridiculous thought and turning it into something good. And that's what it's all about. It's the old idea of the Buddhists who say you must do mindful. You must be mindful of everything. We have to see what we're doing all the time. And we don't. Because we react to life instead of responding to life. You have to learn how to respond and not to react. If you're just reacting to things, you have no power whatsoever. Something else has taken over the power. So I think it's wonderful to know that you have the power to be victorious in your life by using this mind, by changing your thinking, by changing the thoughts that are in there. We are not taught that. The world does not want to do that because the world is into blame. It wants to blame something or somebody for things that happen in our lives. Don't do that to yourself. Don't be a blamer. Just look at it, take the responsibility and say, I can change this. I can change this by changing my mind. Easy, simple way to go through life. But we get caught up in the world and we do not do that. We do not allow ourselves, because the world tells you this is wrong and that's wrong. And blah, 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 blah. What I'm thinking about at the present moment is how many people think that Muslims are horrible. We get that from the news media. We get that from, we don't know. I don't know a Muslim, to tell you the truth. But they can't all be bad, and they can't all. So we have to change those little hateful things in our mind when we hear that stuff. And I know most of the things that go on in my mind, all the little things, are leftovers from when I grew up. They're leftovers from my parents. They have nothing to do with me whatsoever. but we let them go into our mind and we take that as the truth. And it's not the truth. It's not the truth. The truth is that you have a mind that can accomplish anything. It can accomplish anything. And you do that by becoming a witness to your thinking. So that you see what your mind is doing to you. So that you see what's going on up there. It loves to play tricks with you. It loves to play a game. It's just a constant thing with your mind. It just goes and goes and goes. But you can stop it. And you can change it. But first, you have to notice. You have to become aware of what you're thinking. And then say, do I want to think this or don't I want to think this? And if you don't, change it. Don't be like other people say, well, my family always thought this way. That's the worst excuse in the world, and you hear it all the time. This is the way we think in my family. We're not a family thinking. We're an individual. You have to remember that you're an individual. It's nice to know everybody. It's nice to have friends and everything. But you are an individualized expression of this thing we call God. Individualized. Churches, main name churches and so on, want their congregation to all think the same thing. Want their congregation to think the same thing. That is not what God wants from us. God wants us to think for ourselves and come up with our own conclusions, not just swallow everything out there. But we are so bombarded by the news media, and we start, since everyone else is doing it, we start to think, oh, it must be right, it must be true. Most of the stuff is not true, people. Almost 99% is not true at all. It's all made up by the outside world. And then we take it and we think it's true. It is not true. Become a witness to your own thinking. And then change it. I watch my mind all the time, and sometimes I think, oh, how could it come up with that kind of crazy stuff? But why do I do that? Why do I know it doesn't upset me what my mind is doing? I can stop it. I can stop my mind. I can tell it what I want it to do for me instead of allowing it to run automatically and convincing you that you are thinking those thoughts. They're just thoughts passing through. Let them pass in one side and go right out the other. You don't have to grab on to everything. Every thought that comes into your mind, you don't have to give it any attention if you don't want to. If you give a thought attention, you're giving it energy. And when you give it energy, it takes flesh and starts to dwell among you. And this is what we don't want. We say, how did this happen? Well, it happened because of your thinking. Nothing has ever come into this world that first didn't have a thought. Everything has to start with thinking. It has to be a thought. Somebody thought that chair up in their mind, and now it's a chair. You see? It's all done with your mind. And if you hold a focus in your mind, it has to manifest itself. This thing called God is not in to good and bad, not into good and evil or any of that stuff. God is just God. And if you want to manifest bad, you can do it. God's go ahead and do it. I'm not going to stop you from doing that. But do you want to do it? Do you want those thoughts in your mind? No. You want to be able to control your thinking so that it tells you what you want to hear. It has to do that. I know it sounds so, maybe the word would be peculiar, because we cannot separate ourselves from our mind. We can, but most people do not separate themselves from their mind. They think they are their mind. And we know we are not our mind. Our mind is ours to use. Our mind is ours to use. And this teaching is trying to teach us how to use our mind correctly. How to have the right thoughts that we always, the thought that we always want in front of us. What are the four things that we should always have on the top of our mind? Worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. You have to do that for yourself. You have to say that enough times that it absolutely gets imprinted in your thinking. That it gets imprinted in your thinking. I always love to memorize things. I was very good at it. And it's a wonderful thing to memorize, but you have to memorize the right things. You see, you have to be able to memorize the right things, and we don't memorize the right things, do we? We let it go. I say to you, you're worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And you may say right now, oh yeah, that makes sense. But you never think about it after that till the next class or till you run into somebody. You have to think about it every moment of every day until you become it. This idea of becoming what you want is one of the main tenets of religious science. If you want anything, you must become it. If you want love in your life, you must become love. If you want happiness in your life, you must become happiness. It's in being. You must become what you want to be. What you want to draw into your life, you must become that. You must become that. That's the only way it's going to work for you. And we're not told that, and we do not usually do that. We let the mind run this way, that way, helter and skelter, and we think we're getting someplace. You're not getting anywhere until you are able to think the thought that you want to think. That you can think the thought that you want to think. I told the story, and I'll tell it again, years ago. Well, now when I say years, 40 years ago, my mind drove me absolutely nuts. When my alarm went off in the morning, it immediately said, Dallas, if you don't get up and get out of bed, you're never going to be worth a hill of beans. Now, get started. Get up. Do this. Where do those things come from? I thought they were, I took it for granted. It's just my mind doing that kind of crazy stuff. So now when I wake up in the morning, my mind says to me, oh, good morning, Dallas. You're going to have a wonderful day. This is going to be a great day for you to create what you want. You see, isn't that better? So much better. So many people, as they go through life, never get rid of that voice inside. The voice that tells them you're not quite right. You must do more. You must have more. All those thoughts. That's just your mind doing that to you. Don't let your mind destroy you. And it will destroy you. I don't know why. I have no idea why. But if you don't control your thinking, it's not going to work in your life. You have to be able to control the mind. We don't control our mind because we don't think, first of all, that we can do that, and second of all, we cannot separate ourselves. You have to be able to separate yourself and say, that's my mind. It has nothing to do with me whatsoever. nothing to do with me whatsoever. So many people, you know, have never had an original thought in their life. They just regurgitate everything that they've heard. And there's no critical thinking. You must have critical thinking. But in a loving, caring, sharing way, you have to be... Ah, hi, Tony. You must be able to do that for yourself. We're waiting for somebody to tell us things are all right. And as I've told you before, you can wait the rest of your life. People may tell you you're all right, but most of the time they will not tell you that you're all right. You have to say that for yourself. You have to say, I am whole and complete and perfect. I am just right the way I am. Nothing needs to be added to me. And this is absolutely true, by the way. Nothing is ever added to you. What we're trying to do is take things away from us so that we can think better. Most people want to stuff more stuff in there, I think, to silence the thinking, you see. You're never going to silence that thinking. It will become quieter. It will become obedient. But it's never going to stop. That's just one of the things of living. But it has to obey you. Your mind has to obey you. You are the one that's in control. And you have to say, listen, I'm the one here, not you, mind. You know? And then go on from there and see what you're thinking. This whole idea of becoming a witness to your own thinking. Most people never hear or see what they're thinking. They never hear or see what they're saying. You have to be able to see that. When I say see that, I mean you will say, oh, that's what my mind is thinking. And I don't want that thought. Here's the thought I want. And then substitute that. It becomes a habit. And it becomes memorizing. It becomes rote. You have to keep doing it over and over and over and over again. When I first got into this teaching, I used to go to the YMCA and they had a track that ran around. I would get on that, I would run that track, and the whole, I'd just keep telling myself the thoughts that I wanted to think. You know, you're all right, Dallas, you're this, you're that, whatever. I did it and did it and did it. Because I wanted it to, I wanted to embody it. I wanted to embody it. The same way I told you when I was in the real estate business, I would do affirmations all day long. From one red light to the next red light. When I got to the next red light, I would change to another affirmation. I did that. And it sounds like you're crazy or something. But I didn't have anything in there. This was vacant. I had to fill it up. You have to fill that cavity up somehow. And I decided I would fill it up with good things. I would fill it up with positive things. I would not go down the tubes with everybody else. My other great desire in life was to grow old, but not bitter. So many people get old and bitter for some reason. Why is that? I'm not bitter about, and I'm learning to love the process of growing older. Yes, things change. I can't do some of the things I used to. But I'm not one bit upset about it. Not one bit upset about it. I like myself more today than I have all my life. All my life. And this is what we're learning to do. Learn to love yourself. Learn to give yourself credit, even when other people don't want you. You do not need the approval of anybody. This thing called God approves of you. You can do no wrong in the well, I'll use the word, eyes of God, you cannot do anything wrong. So do you see what freedom that is when you know that you have somebody that's for you all the time? The universe is absolutely for you. It wants you to succeed. It wants you to succeed. I think it was Raymond Charles Barker who said the universe is shouting from every corner for you to succeed. It wants you to succeed. The only way that God can conceive, can something's wrong there.
Succeed.
Pardon?
Succeed.
Succeed. Thank you. the only way that God can succeed is through you. You are the success of God. If you don't succeed, God's not succeeding. This thing comes through you as a power, as a life, as a force, and you can join it. Once you join the force, it takes you. You just go along with it in the most marvelous way. When I say you go along with it, once you learn this, once you learn to change things in your mind, to become an alchemist, you no longer have the worries, the anxieties, and the stress of other people. And why is that? Because you come to the conclusion that you're being taken care of. You come to the conclusion you're being taken care of. And this is what we're trying to instill in ourselves. And we can only do that for ourselves, you know. You can't, I can sit here and tell you how wonderful you are, but till you decide that for yourself, it won't do you a bit of good. You know, it doesn't do you any good at all. You must know that you are whole and complete and perfect. You must know that here at the very center of your being. You see? We talk about spirituality all the time. We are spiritual people, but we forget that all the time because the world tells us, oh no, you're human, you're this, you're that. But when you know that you're spiritual, you raise up to a different consciousness. A whole different thing goes on up there, people. The laws are different for that. You know, down here on this plane, yes. How many people remember in the Bible when it says, in my Father's house there are many mansions? There are many states of consciousness in the mind of God. And we keep moving into those different conscious levels. When you move into those, what went before doesn't count anymore. And the lower levels, yes, they work perfectly. If you want to live on the lower level, please do. You can do that. But I'm telling you, you can raise up to a different level. And you can change what's going on in your life. You can become an alchemist. And you can turn base thoughts into wonderful spiritual golden thoughts. And isn't that what we want? I don't want to sit around thinking about all this stuff that goes on. I don't want it. I want to move up in consciousness to a different level where there are different laws. And it's governed by different laws. That whole, as you move up, you'll see that in life. And all that stuff you believed before and all those things that are, you realize, well, they don't mean a thing. They don't mean. See, we can live in any of those consciousness. I think there's 7 times 7, but don't quote me on that one, please. And you can live in the different states of consciousness. And people, some people are very happy. in that consciousness. I was never happy in that consciousness because it never made sense. It never made sense. And as you move up, things start to make sense. And as you realize that it's your mind causing everything in your life, nothing comes into your life without a thought, without your mind okaying it. So that's the power that you have. And I also think that's the wonderful gift that we have been given. And when in the Bible, when it says the gift has already been given, I'm sure it means the gift of mind, the gift of thinking. Learn to think, people, and see how wonderful it is to think and to enjoy. Everyone, and I tell you, I watch those televangelists. Oh my God. Those people are so hypnotized by those men, and they all scream. They all scream. I can't get over that. People say, oh, isn't that wonderful? And they say the worst, horrible things about people. They hate human beings. You cannot hate a human being. You are a human being. You cannot hate people. You cannot do this kind of stuff. We have to learn to love ourselves and to love everybody else. And let people live their life the way they want to live it. You see, we think brand name churches, certainly, they have rules and regulations. This is how you have to act. This is how you have to be. And it's stupid. You do not have to be that. Learn to love yourself. Learn to love others, and learn to love God or the universe, and say to yourself, I'm having a wonderful experience. I'm having a wonderful experience, regardless of what we are going through. Paul is having heat flashes at the present moment, but she's not heat flashes. It's just an event going through her life. It's just an event.
It's too will pass.
Yes. Everything comes into existence to go out of existence. And the heat flashes will go out of existence here. Don't give them any power, any thought whatsoever. So this is how you use your mind, people. You don't allow it. And when we have these different difficulties in our life, they're not. They just come into your life. And do they come in to teach you a lesson? I do not believe that. I do not believe that God is giving people lessons. God is loving you all the time, not sending a lesson to you. You say, and I hear that with people, oh, well, God sent me this. Oh, God didn't send you anything. Shut up. You know, it's horrible what people do to themselves. Horrible what people do to themselves. But we have the power inside of our thinking, in this mind up here, to accomplish and to be what we want to be. And we must open it. Most of us are afraid to open our minds, and we're certainly afraid to open our hearts. Why? Because we're afraid we're going to get hurt. You cannot get hurt, people. You cannot get hurt. You're buying into somebody else's idea. Don't do it. Go into your own idea. Tell yourself who you are and tell yourself what you want to be. And on top of everything, learn to love, 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 love. And it's awful. When I was a kid, I thought, oh, that's so trite. Love is all there is. But as I get older, I realize it's absolutely true. Love is all there is. And you must love. And when you love, the rest, everything else goes away. Love dissolves everything. Love also brings up anything unlike itself and casts it out. Casts it out of you, out of your thinking. Isn't that wonderful? I love that. It casts, love casts out all that crap. Get rid of it. You do not need it. Then, now you have a clear mind. You see, when you have a clear mind, you can think differently. You have to constantly clean out your vessel. Most people's vessel is so full, they can't let anything in because you have to let things out all the time. Things change. You change. Your attitudes must change. Your attitudes and ideas, everything is in a flux. It's always changing. And that's the other reason why we say change is the only constant we have. Everything changes from one moment to the next. It changes. See? That's why we can also then say God makes all things new, because things are changing constantly. The human mind and the mind of this world wants to hold everything. Everything must always be the same. And it's never going to be that way. It changes constantly. I love that idea of change and that things change constantly. Because in the morning I may be very upset because of some event or something that's going on. But I remind myself, by this afternoon that'll be gone, it'll change, it'll completely change. You say, I'll get a phone call, I'll get this, something will change this whole thing. So don't dwell on it. You see? Dwell on the good things in life. Only dwell on the good things in life. And all that good will come into your life. This thing that we call God is really only good. Good. Is God a person? I don't know. I doubt that very seriously. The brand name churches would love to tell us that God is a superhuman being sitting on a throne someplace in a land called heaven. I told you last week that one televangelist said we'll all be in the temple in heaven. Well, I never heard that and never read that in my life. This is a temple in heaven. Heaven is a state of consciousness, people. And you can be in heaven right here and right now. So waiting to die, thinking now I'm going to travel to heaven. Don't do that to yourselves. Say to yourself, I am in heaven right here and right now. All the good there is in the universe is accumulating around me. Accumulating around me. My mind is open and my heart is open to receive all the good in the universe. We have to do that. You have to make yourself, this, if you recall, your mind, your whole body, is a vessel to house this thing called God. To house this thing called God. So we make it as best body we can, the best mind we can, so that this thing called God can operate in, as, and through us. God makes minds, you know. But God does not make up minds. You have to make up your mind. You've been given the gift. You have been given the gift. The gift of mind, the gift of thought, the gift to be able to create what you want. But we have been told for so long that something is holding us back. That we have to do one more thing. Stop saying that to yourself. I need one more lesson, one more read. I need one more. You don't need anything. You already have everything. You have it inside of yourself. And remind yourself of that. I do it all the time. I am one with this thing called God. One with this thing called God. If I tell you my other affirmation, and I do this for 24 hours a day, I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. That's the first one I do in the morning. The first one when my eyes open, I don't get out of bed. I don't go to the bathroom or anything. I say, ha, I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. And then I allow it to happen. You see, you can't say those things and then not allow it to happen. Now you have to look for it. You have to say, oh, look at that. Look what I just received. And you'll just keep receiving things. I mean, it blows my mind. And I can sit here and tell you one story after the other. I knew this teaching works because it happened to me all the time. Great, good things happen to me all the time. All the time. I was out with a friend on Saturday. She had just gotten back from England. She's the one who gave me these shoes. And she said, well, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. I said, you know, my college roommate is coming and I have to get home and clean up a little, you know, spruce the place up. She said, I'll send my maid over to Alice. I said, here. And she said, I'll pay for it. Now, that's an absolute blessing. And it's an absolute thing in my mind because I have myself open to receive these things. I didn't say to her, oh, no, I don't want it. I said, oh, thank you very much. You know, thank you very much. And it gets done. But this is what I want everyone to be able to see and do. It's easy, people. Just commit yourself. Commit yourself to the idea that you're being taken care of. Commit yourself to the idea that there is a power in the universe, a power that listens to you, a power that operates through your mind, and tell it what you want. Does anyone know what the best word there is for you to use or to understand anything? Ask is the word. Ask and it shall be given unto you. Just use the word ask. I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that. Ask, ask, ask. That is the way you get things. Most people don't get what they want because they can't ask for it. They cannot ask for it. And then they bitch and complain that they don't get anything. Did you ask? Well, no. They're supposed to know that. They don't know that. Ask for what you want. Ask for what you want. Isn't that a wonderful idea? Just ask. That's what it's all about. Ask and it will be given unto you. Well, I don't go through the rest of it. I just use the word ask. And it does something inside of your mind. I'm asking. Oh, I'm asking for that. Then once you start to ask and you start to receive, you have to realize that there's a power in the universe that's for you. That's for you. And nothing is too great for your mind to do. Why is that? Because God does not distinguish between big and small. God doesn't know the difference. God only hears you asking. We don't ask, oh, that's too much. I couldn't ask for that. That's too much. Ask for it anyway. It's not too much. God, I'm going to use the word, doesn't care. God just does. God just does. And that's another wonderful thing for you to remember. God just does. And that's, when I think of those things, perks me right up. perks me right up again. So you are alchemists. You can change your mind. You can change your thinking any time that you want. And when you're down in the dumps or any of that stuff, change your mind about it. And say, this is not where I want to live. This is not where I want to be. You know? So many people are traveling through the valley of death. But you have to travel through the valley of death. But most people pitch a tent and want to stay. They want to stay there. Don't do that to yourself. Move out. Move out of that valley of the shadow of death. And become the person that you want to be. And just make up your mind. You have to say to yourself, well, I believe in God. I believe in God. Now, what that means exactly, I don't know, but I'm sure there's something powerful, something bigger than me, you see. And I rely on God to help me. I rely on God to help me. We have become friends. We have become partners. And it's fun. It's wonderful. Change your mind. Be an alchemist. And you will see all the difference in your life. It's done by changing your thinking. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Beautiful.
You're welcome. You're welcome.